Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Dangerous World Podcast here, doing something different, like usual. I try and switch things up, keep things exciting and fun, and there's going to be a little video version of this available on Patreon. You know, I haven't been putting too much out there, so the audio for this, quite frankly, it's going to be very short for the free users. I'm not trying to convince anybody to go over to the Patreon or anything, but I want to give some content to those people that have continued supporting the show, even during this kind of period where I'm not putting out too much content. So what I'm going to talk about, and it just makes sense for me to talk about this, it combines two things that I really enjoy. I'll say it like this. I'll say fighting, and I'll say, conspiracy theories, right? Boxing, not real fighting, right? These guys are very talented. It's a very specific skill set, and they're extremely good at what they do. I'm not taking anything away from them. I tend to like MMA a lot more, right? As you know, I mean, I mention it all the time. You've probably realized that I it seems like I have more content about that than I do, you know, the stuff that got me started, which was the conspiracy stuff. And I've explained that over and over again of why that is. But basically, if you haven't heard, Ryan Garcia, this huge up-and-coming boxer, Mexican kid, I think, definitely Hispanic or Latin of some kind. Boxing's not my world so much, but I've gotten quite a few people, a surprising amount of people, asking what I think about this. And I don't know, to be honest. Now, I'll explain what's going on for those that might not understand. He's a young kid. He was supposed to be the face of boxing. I heard about this guy, a while ago. I mean, it seems like a freaking lifetime ago, because I lived with a guy that was a boxer, amateur boxer, very, very talented dude. Actually got to corner him one time in one of his amateur fights, and kid scored a knockout. I don't know if he's still doing it. His name was Steven. I'm not going to throw his whole name out there just because, you know, sometimes we talk about some weird shit on this show and people don't want to be associated with it, which I get. But this guy, he's got a fight coming up, pretty high profile fight. A lot of the fights that this dude is in are super fights, right? So he's got a boxing match coming up with, I think it's Haney. And again, I'm not super into this. What is it, Devin Haney? Devin Haney. So these two are about to fight, and you know, Ryan Garcia has been kind of acting a little bit out of pocket, as the kids say, acting weird, man. His voice has changed. The shape of his face has changed. And he's calling out Sean O'Malley, who's fighting this weekend at UFC 299. I actually did an episode on that with the buddies over there with the casual KO stuff, right? Huge fight. He's kind of a superstar. We're kind of starting to realize he's not as big as we thought. And you know, this boxer is calling out this MMA fighter. Now, in an MMA fight, O'Malley smashes Ryan Garcia. In a boxing match, Ryan Garcia obviously smashes the MMA fighter, because it's a very specific skill set. Like I said, these MMA guys always try and go over to boxing. It doesn't work well. But basically, the theory is, there's several different thoughts on this. His ex-wife, Ryan Garcia's ex-wife, is concerned that he's possessed. I'm not going to make fun of that idea or anything, because I believe that that stuff's possible. But I think it's more logical about what's going on here. Now, recently, Ryan Garcia goes on and talks with, you know, for some reason, people really pick and choose when they want to trust this guy. That Andrew Tate dude, right? Seems like a douchebag, accused of a little human trafficking himself. But, you know, he says some based things. So that's OK. We'll look the other way. And I'm kidding. Obviously, it's horrible. I think what him and his brother do, allegedly, it's all alleged. I'm not saying they do anything. I have no fucking idea. But we bury certain people when their political ideas don't line up with ours. And then others, we just kind of turn a blind eye to it instead of maybe thinking like, hey, maybe there's something to this, right? So it's interesting that Ryan Garcia goes on Andrew Tate's, not show, but like on a Twitter space or something. I mean, there's some audio recording, doesn't show their faces. This could be AI, of course, but, and maybe it does show their face. I just saw a recording. My first thought was, is this real? That's kind of, it sucks that we're in a stage or in a state, I should say. I'm not drinking right now, so I'm going to be slurring my words because I am sober. We're in this state where you can't believe anything that you're seeing. You can't believe anything that you're seeing or hearing online. So, you know, Garcia goes on, he starts talking with Andrew Tate supposedly, and he says that these people made me watch them rape kids in the woods. Sounds like Bohemian Grove, sounds like something, you know, that was trendy to us conspiracy theorists a long time ago, and trendy in all the worst ways. You know, if this is real, which I believe it is, I do believe that elites do horrible things to children. He's saying that he's seeing this stuff go on out in the woods, and you know, they wanted him to join. He said, no, I'm going to try and find some more, you know, clips and stuff on that, because what I want to do, and you know, this is, like I said, this is going to be very short for audio listeners, because this is for my Patreon people. I'm going to go through this video that I think breaks down what's going on very, very well and just give my comments to that. And then I'm going to kind of go based off of some other stuff that I see, going to kind of cruise around the internet and see what we can find here live and just try and like piece this together a little bit. There's potentially three possibilities, maybe some more. He's telling the truth would be one. He actually is getting taken advantage of. He's got a lot of money. Supposedly he's got gambling problems. I can relate. No, I'm just kidding. Nothing like this, dude. This guy could be worth supposedly like hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's just gambled it all away. Never going to see that from me. Okay. So he's potentially getting kind of roughed up, being told to act a certain way, do certain things. Him and Oscar De La Hoya are pretty tight, right? But it seems like there's a little bit of a clash going on right there too. So it's interesting, but that's the first possibility. He's telling the truth. He's getting roughed up by these dudes, and you know, he's actually trying to expose some of this elite corruption. It's interesting timing though, right? We have the P. Diddy stuff going on. We have the Epstein stuff going on. It seems like there's just distraction after distraction. If this guy wants his spot in this system, even if he's meant to look like a good guy, meant to be like a you know, controlled opposition type figure, he would need to do some kind of humiliation. And this is pretty humiliating for him. Supposedly he's lost access to his Instagram, his Twitter, his phone, his bank accounts are frozen and all this stuff. So those are the options so far. Or this is potentially promotion for his upcoming fight with Devin Haney. Huge high profile fight. He just lost to Tank Davis. He being Ryan, losing to Tank Davis. These names probably don't mean anything to a lot of you guys because this is a different world. This isn't like, you know, conspiracy politics and stuff like that. Or is it? You know what I mean? This could absolutely be something very, very interesting. And I, you know, like I said, I'll kind of give my exact thoughts on it at the end, of course. But man, what a weird freaking situation going on. If you haven't heard, people have been posting about it on Instagram and on TikTok. I am not on TikTok personally, but I know for a fact it is on there. So with that said, I'll kind of tell you a little bit about what I think. And then really at the end, I'll give my full scope view on this. This seems like it's just another distraction in my head. This seems like a distraction. Maybe Ryan Garcia is not taking his boxing so serious because he knows that he's going to be set up after doing this. So he's going to go in, he's going to drink. This would explain the shape, the different shape of his face. He's a peak athlete. and you start drinking, start smoking weed, A, your voice is going to change and your face is going to get fatter. Your face is like the first thing to get fatter. Your face and then obviously your belly, right? I don't know. That seems like what's going on. So he's just kind of throwing the boxing career away and he's going to do this influencer shit. This dude, you know, yeah, promoting for the fight. Think he made like 8 million or something on his last fight. Probably more than that, to be honest. This video will explain everything as far as the numbers go. But, you know, he's a wealthy kid. And if he's gambling that away, he's got to do something to make this right. Distracting. So Diddy distracts from Epstein. Ryan Garcia and his allegations distract from Diddy. And then it trickles on down. But what I think is very interesting is he's kind of getting the Kanye West treatment here. The public is all saying, take this guy's phone away. Influencers like Bryce Hall, for one, for sure. He was saying that this is all, you know, part of his gambling. He's trying to, you know, raise some hype around his fight because of his gambling problem, right? I think Bryce Hall called him like a fish. And for those that don't know, Bryce Hall is an influencer. There's some weird allegations against him too. And he kind of jokes about them, saying that along the lines of, you know, Ryan Garcia and I got, you know, recruited into the Illuminati. They took us to Epstein Island. Ryan Garcia is trying to expose it. And obviously he's joking, but a lot of people sit there and say, hey, if you're joking about stuff like that, that makes you guilty. I'm not even saying what I think about that because I don't know. I haven't been there. I don't like to just jump on these trends of everyone piling on to somebody. We used to all do that. But I think a lot of us now are realizing, hey, slow our roll just a little bit here because we really don't know what's going on. Things are so complicated that it's really tough to know exactly what's going on here. But yeah, I think that they're giving him the Kanye treatment. They're shutting down his bank accounts. They're not letting him use his phone. That's suspicious in its own, right? I know he's a high profile dude. Boxing is a very, very popular sport around the world. And there's some alleged corruption in all of boxing, right? In all of that old school boxing, there's some alleged corruption. And I say alleged intentionally because who the hell knows, right? It's even poked fun at in, or maybe not poked fun at, but shined the light on in Pulp Fiction, right? With Bruce Willis's character, he's told to take a dive, doesn't take a dive, bets all the money on himself, ends up accidentally killing a dude. Again, these are the theories. And if you think about it, MMA, boxing, these are easy sports to rig because there's only three people involved in any given fight, directly involved. There's A side of the fight, B side of the fight, and the ref, right? But, I think that the NFL's rigged. And when I say think, emphasize think, I don't know, right? Basketball, I mean, look how much money's being thrown around in these things, right? Again, take with what I'm saying with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean anything, essentially what I'm saying. I'm just some broke dude, right? Sitting here recording, sharing my thoughts, and you know, it is what it is. But very, very interesting to see this going on in the boxing world. And like I said, I feel like I had to just... Well, there we go. Like I said, going to be real short for the free listeners. And like I said, not trying to push too many people over to the Patreon. I'm not making any promises. Just trying to do more stuff over there. So there should be more stuff, but I say that all the time. So, we'll see how it goes. But I appreciate the support. And what a weird freaking story that's going on right now. Distraction on distraction on distraction. Patreon.com/DangerousWorldPodcast if you're interested in the rest of the story and like 200 plus other episodes. Thank you.